A federal judge has rejected a Newton family's effort to hold Logan Airport officials responsible for 9/11. In New York yesterday, the judge ruled that Massport should not be a defendant in a wrongful death suit filed by the Bavis family. Massport runs Logan Airport, where Mark Bavis boarded one of the planes that were hijacked on 9/11. WBUR's Fred Tice joins us this morning to talk about the ruling. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
Fred, why did the judge dismiss the case against Massport?
Well, he agreed with Massport that it had responsibility for security up to the checkpoints, and United Airlines had responsibility for security from the checkpoints on. And because of that, Donald Migliori, the attorney for the Bavises, says he's actually encouraged about the rest of the case against United and its security company, because the judge made it clear that he considers them to have had control over security at the checkpoint. Migliori's encouraged for another reason. United has argued that it followed the letter of the FAA security regulations, and if it did that, it should be off the hook. But the judge seemed to indicate yesterday that he would hold United to a higher standard than that. Migliori's argued that United had to go beyond just doing what the FAA regulations required, that it had an obligation to do what's reasonable to make sure that its passengers were safe from hijackers.
And how did the Bavis family react to the judge dismissing Massport?
Mark Bavis was 31 years old when he was killed. He was a hockey scout. He worked for the NHL's LA Kings, and he was flying from Boston, where he's from, to LA, where his team was on 9/11. And he had a twin brother, Mike Bavis, who is an assistant hockey coach for Boston University. I spoke to Mike Bavis yesterday on a speaker as he and another brother were driving back from New York.
It's disappointing because if we don't have accountability in our country, then it's only a matter of time before the next Massport claims, sorry, it wasn't us. Accountability is important to preventing these types of things or other incidents where people get hurt or people die. And that's what this was always about, and it still is about.
So, Fred, even though Massport is not a defendant in this case, it will continue.
Yes. United Airlines and Huntley Security, which ran the Logan checkpoint for United, are still defendants in the case, and it's scheduled to go to trial in November.
Now, the Bavis family is the only family of a 9/11 victim still suing and refusing to settle. We heard from Mike Bavis that his family's lawsuit is about accountability. Is that why they're still at this, 10 years later after 9/11?
Yes. I spoke by phone to Donald Migliori, one of the attorneys for the Bavis family yesterday. He was waiting on the courthouse steps in New York. He's represented many of the Massachusetts families who lost loved ones after hijackers boarded those planes at Logan Airport and crashed them into the World Trade Center in New York. And here's how he put it.
The Bavis family is here as the last family standing because they want to make sure that this information gets out into the public and that people have the ability to understand what happened that day so that there's some accountability. And hopefully so there's some preventability, there's some chance that this won't ever happen again. The families also hope that one day the information gathered from all of these screeners and all the people that we took depositions of, this information ends up in a public forum.
Fred, the judge also indicated yesterday, it's my understanding, that he was inclined to agree that the Bavis family, if it does prove its case, should be compensated for the suffering that Mark Bavis felt during the time that he knew that the plane was being hijacked. What's that about?
Well, that's right, Deb. Donald Migliori has also been arguing that Massachusetts law should apply when the jury considers the damages. And under Massachusetts law, the suffering that a victim undergoes should be considered when the jury tries to figure out the compensation for the victim's family.
All right. WBUR's Fred Tice, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.